Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Pei Vav. We left off in daf Pei Hei Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah on Pei Hei Amid Beis. Again, this entire parak is about Im Alu Yerdu and Im Alu Lo Yerdu, which items that if they're brought up on the Mizbeach get to stay on the Mizbeach, and which items is the Mizbeach not kolit, do not get to stay on the Mizbeach, have to be brought down. So we had a Mishnah that discussed all the psulim that are in alu lo yardu, the things, the different types of psulim that even though they are possible, they get to stay on the mizbeach. And we also discussed the different parts of the animal, those different types of things, or different parts of the korban, I should say, that would be subject to im alu lo yardu. Now we're going to go with the flip side. Ve'elu im alu yardu. The following things, if they go up on the mizbeach, still they go down from the mizbeach. Meaning, says Rashi, v'afal pi shek sherin, to lo shayich bu mizbeach klal. The items listed in our Mishnah are not psulim. We're not dealing with issues of psulim. We dealt with issues of psulim in the last Mishnah. Now we're dealing with items that are kosher. It's just they don't belong on the Mizbeach. They never belonged on the Mizbeach in the first place. One of the things of Imalu Lo Yardu are items that belonged on the Mizbeach, but maybe there was a psul or whatever, so discuss, depending on what kind of psul, it's either Yorid or not Yorid. But over here we're dealing with things that are not psul. They just psul don't belong by the Mizbeach. Basar kachi kachim, basar kachim kalim. Basar of kachi kachim, basar of kachim kalim, which is supposed to be nechal, it's not supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. Mosar ha-omer, ha-omer v'shtei alechem, lechem apanim. The mosar of the carbon omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, which is matir, the tvuah chadasha. The shtei alechem, which is brought on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The lechem apanim, which is every single week brought on the shulchan, and then replaces the last week's lechem apanim. V'shiyah, which is eaten by Kohanim, the Shiare Minachos, and the Shirayim of the Karban Mincha, the Komets of the Karban Mincha is brought on the Mizbeach, it is burnt, but the Shirayim of the Karban Mincha, whatever is left in the Kli, after you take the Kemitza out of the Karban Mincha, Vakatoras and the Katoras, all of those things, even though they are kosher, Im Alu Yerdu, if they're brought up on the Mizbeach, they don't belong on the Mizbeach, and therefore they are Yored. Now, Tosos is a little bit bothered why Shiare Minachos is Shiar Minachos seems to be a more inclusive category, and therefore once you mention Shiar Minachos, he's bothered, why do you have to say Mosar Omer Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanim? Aren't those just fancy forms of Karban Mincha? So don't they all have a status of Shiar Minachos? So Tosla says, Mosar Omer Eino Bechal Shiar Minachos Dechaluku Mehen Shabalahati Minachadosh Minasaurin, that it's different than a typical Karban Mincha, because it comes to be Matir the Chadash, and it's brought from Sa'orin, so it's a different than a normal Karban Mincha, which is not brought from Sa'orin, brought from Chitim. Shtei Alechem Ba'in Chametz. Shtei Alechem is also different than a typical Karban Mincha. Shtei Alechem is Ba'in Chametz. V'lechem Apanim Ein Nichter Behem El Shnei Bezich Elevonan. V'lechem Apanim, you're only Makdir the two bezichei levona from the lechem apanim, meaning you're not makdir any of the lechem itself, as opposed to by a karban mincha, you're makdir some of the flour itself, you're makdir the komets over here by lechem apanim, you're only makdir the bezichei levona, you're not makdir anything else. So that is part one of the Mishnah. The Mishnah just discusses the parts of a kashra karban that since they don't belong on the mizbeach, if for some reason they ended up on the Mizbeach, you need to take them down from the Mizbeach. Part two of the Mishnah, and Rashi has to clarify for us, Reisha Debaba Achritihi, what we're about to say is the beginning of a new sentence, because one could have just read it straight through, that Hatzemer Shabarashi Kvasim, as if it were a continuation of the list. So Rashi says, no, put a big period before the word Hatzemer, this is a new din, Hatzemer Shabarashi Kvasim, the wool that's on the heads of the sheep, Viseyar Shabazakin Tiyashim, and the hair and the beards of the goat, va'atzamos and the bones, va'agidim and the sinews, va'karnayim and the horns, va'atalpayim and the hooves, bizman sheim chubarim yalu, when they are attached to the animal, they go up on the mizbeach. Shenemar v'ikter kohen es hakol, because the kohen is supposed to be makdir everything. Right? This is talking about a karban ola. Karban ola, we're supposed to burn everything. But pirshu, once they are separated from the rest of the animal, lo yalu, then they no longer go up on the mizbeach. Shenemar Shenemar Vasisa Olosecha Habasar Vadam, because while there's one pasuk that says you bring everything of the carbon ola on the mizbeach, the other pasuk says no, Habasar Vadam gets burnt, but not the not all of these different parts with the horns and the hooves and all and the bones. So it must be that there's a chilik, that it depends whether they were nifresh from the rest of the animal or not. If they're together with the rest of the animal, they are brought up. Otherwise, they are not brought up. There is a discussion in the Achronim about the, well, first of all, just Pashup Shat, Rashi points out, why do we speak about the Tzemer Sheber Rashi Kvasim and not the Tzemer on the rest of the body of the sheep? Sheep have wool that grows in their entire bodies. So he says, Sheber Rashi Kivsei Shalol Sharosh Einu Bechal Hefshet V'karavim Oro, because you do a Hefshet, you're supposed to do a skinning of the animal, but the head doesn't get skinned. Only the rest of the body gets skinned. So if the head isn't getting skinned, therefore it's shaykh to talk about the wool that's still going to be on the head, right? The head is brought im oro, Rashi says. So this is the discussion in the Achronim, whether the or of the head is brought only when it's mechuber to the rosh, but when it's not mechuber, it's not brought like the tzemer. Or do you say the or of the head, for whatever reason, is more than of the basar? The or, just the skin of the head, it's never exactly clear which part of the animal it is, because the skin of the rest of the body is gone. We discussed the tzemer over here. So what's the status of the or? Is the reason the or considered like part of the basar, or is the or considered like the tzemer? The Taras HaKodesh is medayik from Rashi that the or of the rosh has a din haktar b'fnei atzmo, and even if it's nifresh from the rest of the body, it has its own din haktara. You still have to go ahead and burn it. The Mikdash David says, if that's the case, we understand why the Tana says Tzemer Shabrashe Akvasim and not Or Shabrashe Akvasim, because the Or of the Rosh is not included in the Karnayim and everything else in the Mishnah. However, the Briska Rav writes that the Or and the Rosh is not Niktar unless it's Mechubar. The Or has the same din as Tzemer. We just refer to the Tzemer for whatever reason, even though the Or is included as well. Obviously, it's a little bit difficult, according to the Briska Rav, why the Mishnah doesn't just say the Or, and obviously the Tzemer is included, if even the or is not going to be burnt when it was nifresh. So obviously the tzemer wouldn't either. Maybe the chiddush that the tzemer is burnt at all, even when it's not nifresh. Maybe that's why we wanted to highlight that chiddush of the tzemer. But either way, that's the machlokas achronim, what the status of the or of the rosh is. Fine, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a brayso that says as follows: V'hikter Hakohen es Hakol Hamizbecha. The Kohen is makter everything on the Mizbeach. That sounds like L'Rabos Hatzamos V'Agidim V'Karnayim V'Talpayim. Sounds like it includes every part of the animal: the bones, the sinews, the horns, the hooves. Yachla Filu Pirshin Raim. I think even if they are separated from the rest of the animal, you should still bring those parts of the animal on the Mizbeach. Tamalomar V'Asisa Olosecha Habasar V'Adam. That's why it says Vasisa Olosecha, and it lists Dafka Habasar V'Adam. So I basar v'dam, if I only had basar v'dam, that pasuk I would have said yachol yachlot gidin v'atzamos v'yala basar l'gabim mizbeach. I would say, you know what the best thing to do is to detach the parts that are not basar v'dam from the rest of the karban. I would think that that's what you're supposed to do. Cholets just means to detach the gidin and atzamos and bring the basar on the mizbeach. That's why tamalom aviktar kohen es hakol. That's why it says you should burn everything. So what do? I got two psukim. One that says you burn everything, one says you burn only the basar v'dam. Haketzan mechubar nialu pirshu afilu ein brosh mizbeach yardu. If they're mechubar, then they get brought up. If they're not mechubar, then even if they were brought up already, you take them down. Meaning, there's no middle ground over here. The bones are either meant to be there lichatchila, or even b'diyeved they should not be there. There's no im alu lo yerdu by the bones. Either it's ya'ale, or you're supposed to be morid them. Fine, that's how we darshan the two seemingly conflicting psukim. So what was this havamina? The havamina, the Gemara says, had it only told me about the basar and the dam, and not told me about the entire animal, I would think yachlot skidin vatsamos. I would think that you're supposed to be cholet the gidin vatsamos. Zot Rashi, mitzvah mutelas alav. I would think that there's a mitzvah to be cholet the gidin vatsamos. So Sfasema says, it sounds from Rashi you have to define whenever there's a hava mina and a kamash malon. You have to define what the kamash malon is exactly. A lot of times the Gemara will express what the hava mina is and will never tell us kamash malon that what. So Sfaseba says, it sounds from Rashi that the kamash malon is that there's no mitzvah to be cholets. The way he defines the hava mina is, I might have thought there's a mitzvah to separate the basar and the gidin from the rest of the animal. So kamash malon is, nah, there's no mitzvah to do it. But what does that tell you? There's no mitzvah to do it, but mutter to do it? Sure. Just no mitzvah to do it. Nevertheless, l'chadchila, it sounds like it's even the best thing to do. Why not? L'chadchila, it's mutter to go and be mafresh the gidin atzamos from the basar and not to burn the gidin atzamos. Sfasemus points out, the Rambam doesn't sound that way. The Rambam doesn't sound like it's even mutter to do the separation. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ma'aser Kabbalos, in the beginning of Perek Vav, Hilchos Ma'aser Kabbalos, the Rambam writes the following lashon: Mitzvah sasei lasos ha'ola kimishpata k'suva b'Torah. There's a mitzvah sasei to do the korban ola as it says in the Torah. V'keitzad ma'aser ha'ola. What do you do with the korban ola? Shochet v'zorik adam k'moshe b'yarnu. You shechter and do his rika, obviously. Umafshit u'minateach. You skin it, you cut it up into pieces, and you burn all the parts on the Mizbeach. As it says, you should be makter everything on the Mizbeach. Semer shabrashi kvasim v'seir shabzakin etiyashim ha'atzamos lagidim v'karnayim v'atopayim bizman shehein v'chubarin maktirin es hakol. He says, when you're dealing with the bones and all these parts, if they are mechubar, maktir all of them. Go and burn all of them. Sounds like the Rambam saying, that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to do anything else, such as cut the bones off from the rest of the animal. Vimpirshu, if they become separated, not that you have the right to be parish them. If they become separated, lo yalu, then don't go and be mala them on the mizbeach. So that's the pashup shot in the Rambam, that it's machlokas Rambam and Rashi, says Sfasemes, whether it's even mutter or maybe even suggested to separate the basar gidin matzamos from the rest of the animal. Let's just read a little bit weiter, and then we'll maybe come back to that point. Man tana de shamele damar pirshu yardu. So who's the one that says that if the basar gidin matzamos, if the atzamos, the krenayim, the topayim, if those parts of the animal are separate from the basar, that you should bring them down, that they don't belong in the mizbeach at all, even if they were accidentally brought up? Rebbe he. That's the sheet of Rebbe. Detanya, because we have a brisa that discusses how to darshan the psukim. And the brisa says as follows: Victor Kohen is a kol hamizbecha. The Kohen is makdir everything. The rabos hatsamos vagidin rakarnayim matopayim afilu pershu. To include, this is obviously not the sheet of Rebbe, the Tanakama says to include everything, all the different parts of the animal, the bones, the sinews, the horns, the hooves, even if they were separated from the rest of the animal. So what does the Tanakhama do with the pasuk that says that the ola you bring up and burn only the basar and the dam, but not the horns and the hooves and the bones and the sinews? Now that's a din if partially consumed parts of the animal have been removed if you put them back. So that's where we're mechalik, whether you put back consumed parts of the animal. If there's basar that was and dam that was partially consumed and removed, so then you go and you put that back. But partially consumed gidin matzamos, you don't go and put back. That's the Tanakama Shita. But Rebbe Omer, Kasav Echad Omer V'hikter HaKoyin Es HaKolam Mizbecha. Rebbe says, look, you have one pasuk that says burn everything. Riba, that includes everything. And then you have another pasuk that says, no, only the basar v'dam, which is very exclusionary. So, ha-keitzan, what do you do with the two pesukim? Mechubar nyalu, persha afilu ein brosha mizbeach yerdu. That if it's still mechubar to the rest of the animal, then it goes up on the mizbeach. Once it's separate from the rest of the animal, then even if it was brought on the mizbeach, you should be morid it from the mizbeach. So that's how Rebbe deals with the stira, and therefore the author of our Mishnah must be Rebbe, because that's clearly how our Mishnah dealt with the stira, not like the Tanakhama of this brisa, who thinks that even if Parashu, the atzamos and everything else belongs on the mizbeach, and that you should actually bring it on the mizbeach. excuse me. There is a major discussion in the Achronim about the following. In the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, there's a fascinating comment about Akedas Yitzchak. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar in Perek Lamed Aleph quotes Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer, Oso ha'ayil shenivra ben ha'shmashos. The ayil, the ram that was created ben ha'shmashos, lo yotzim menu davar levatala. Every single part of that animal was used for a purpose. Afaro shel ayil hu yisod al gabei mizbeach ha'pnimi. The ashes that were left over after it was burnt were used as the yisod of the mizbeach ha'pnimi. Gidei ha'ayil elu asar nevalim shel kinor shayu David menagin behem. The sinews were used as the strings on David's harp. So that went to good use. Oro shel ayil, the skin, haya ezer masnav shel Eliyahu zal, shnemar ish bal seyar. They were like clothing for Eliyahu Anavi. Karnav shel ayil, the horns of the ayil, shel smol, the left horn, shetakabal bahar Sinai, was used for blowing the shofar at Har Sinai, shnemar vayehi b'mshoch b'keren ayovel, v'shel yamin, and the right horn, she gedola mishel smol, which is a little bit bigger than the left horn, shu asa l'tko b'la asa l'avo, that's going to be used la asa l'avo, shnemar v'haya b'yom ayu yitakav v'shofar gadol, v'haya Hashem l'melech al kala aretz. You know that there's going to be a shofar to declare the Yivos HaMashiach, whatever, so that shofar is from the right side of the aisle. So the Ramban says, wait a second, the Gidim, the Karnayim, wait a second, the aisle is a Karban Ola. An Ola is Kula Kalil. You're supposed to burn the entire Karban Ola. So I understand there are ashes. There should be ashes left. There should be nothing else left, though. Where do you get everything else? You should be Maktir, the Gidim, the Karnayim, everything else should be Nikdar. So the Ramban writes that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the ashes of the, this is an interesting comment in terms of recent discussions, I'll mention in a second. The Ramban says that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the ashes that were already burnt, reconstitutes them, and then they get used again for Davar HaMelech already and for Har Sinai, etc. But the ashes of those parts were reconstituted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes people ask, for those who permit organ donation, or even everyone permits organ donation on some level, if the person is definitely dead already and there's still a working organ, it's just you obviously can't do heart donation. You know, then you get into the whole brain death controversy. But for those who permit organ donation, the kasha is asked in the literature, in the more contemporary literature on organ donation. Well, what's going to happen with Tchias HaMesim? How's the guy going to wake up without whatever it is, without you know, the different organs, that without his cornea, without different parts of his body, without his heart, how's it going to wake up? So the answer is, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu figure it out. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu figured it out. The Ramban says HaKadosh Baruch Hu figured it out with the ayil, and he managed to take the different parts of the ashes that were totally gone. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could probably make you a heart or whatever, return your heart, return that guy's. He'll figure something out. I'm sure he's smart. You know, he's smart enough to manage it. But anyway, that's the Ramban's shita. So this kasha, though, is dealt with by all the Achronim also. The Mizrahi writes that maybe that Shapir Shor Karnayim Mimakomam, maybe the reason that the Karnayim weren't burnt was because our Gemara, that once that Shitas Rebbe is, once it's Nifrash Mimakoma, once it's separate from the rest of the body, so then Takada Halacha is that it doesn't get burnt on the Mizbeach. So there's no Din HaKtara at all. That's the Mizrahi suggestion. The thing is, that suggestion of the Mizrahi is Tali in the Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosos. According to Tosos, if the Atzamos were Nifrash from the Basar, everyone would agree, Lo Ya'alu. And according to Rebbe, even if Alu, you'd be Yored them. But according to Rashi, the way we explain the Gemara, according to the Rabbanan, even if Pirshu Ya'alu, and therefore this Teretz would only work L'fishitas Rebbe. Meaning the way we read the Gemara, this Teretz would only work according to Rebbe, but according to the Rabbanan, even if Pirshu, it is brought up on the Mizbeach. Tosus happens to read the Gemara differently. Tosus happens to read the Gemara that if it's that even the Rabbanan would say you're not Oled on the Mizbeach, they just think that lo yered, that you're not supposed to bring it down if you accidentally were Malid on the Mizbeach, in which case the Mizrahi's Teretz could work even according to the Rabbanan, would not have to lock in to the Shita of Rebbe. Anyway, but that's the Teretz that the Mizrahi says. if you recall, we just mentioned a few minutes ago the idea or the discussion about the Gidin Matzamos, whether the maskana is that you're allowed to be cholets the Gidin Matzamos from the rest of the carbon, or that you're not allowed to. And we said that perhaps it's machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, that Rashi says you're allowed to, it's just that there's no mitzvah to, and the Rambam says no, you're not allowed to. So the Biri Adaf over here points out that he says Yesh lo chiyach mi divrei ataz she sover ke divrei asfas emes she einu rashi lachlot levatel zaktarim and atzomus vagidin. He says that there could be, we could prove from the Taz that you're not allowed to be cholitz and be mevatel the burning of the atzomus vagidin that are supposed to be burnt, because we have the kasha of the Ramban that Avram Avinu was not maktir from the aisle the other parts, he's only maktir the basar, but the karnos and the other parts were left over for Matan Torah and for Mashiach. So how come he wasn't makter everything? So the Mizrahi said the answer we just mentioned, that maybe the Pirshu Karnaimim Koman, then they wouldn't have a din haktara. So the Taz wonders, that only helps the Gabi the Karnaim. Ask the Taz, the Pirkei Rav Elazar doesn't only talk about the Karnaim, it talks about the Gidim that were not holich levatala also, and were used for the Kinor Shel David HaMelech. And you can't say Zazu Mimakomam. The sinews were Zazu Mimakomam. How did that happen exactly? You cut up the animal into its pieces and the sinews just jumped out, right? The Karnaim, okay, it slipped out or whatever, but the sinews just jumped out. So why didn't Avram Avinu? So one simple tarot to say is, well, that's Taz Kasha. But maybe you could say, no, Avram Avinu was mafreshit. He separated the sinews. If you hold like Rashi, he can separate the sinews. So you see that Taz holds, not like Rashi, that it's not that it's okay to separate the sinews. That Avram Avinu, he held that was an impossibility, that you're not allowed to, like the Shitas HaRambam. Okay, another tarot to the general question that we asked before about how could Avram Avinu, how could there be anything left of the Ola if after all you're supposed to burn the entire thing? Maral Diskin writes that this ayil was created ben Hashmashos, like it says in the Mishnah novel, Sasar Dvarim Nivru Barav Shabbos ben Hashmashos, and some say, so this ayil was created ben Hashmashos. It was created ben Hashmashos. It was really, really old by the time Avram Avinu was shechting it. So by the time he was shechting it, its horns were already extremely hard, and the fire was unable to do anything to the horns, and they just shot off of the mizbeach because of their hardness, they wouldn't be consumed by the fire. And ikule ola your machsir v'lo ikule atzamos v'gidin. You never bring back on the mizbeach the Kulei Atzamos V'Gidin. That's the sheet of the Rabbanan, right? That even the Rabban, even if you don't want to pass like Rabbi, you don't like the Mizrahi because you don't want to pass like Rabbi, so you want to pass like the Rabbanan. So even the Rabbanan would say that the Atzamos V'Gidin that were there and came off the fire, those parts of the animal are not brought back on the fire. Maybe that's what happened with the Karnayim. Now the problem with that is that an animal that's so old is actually possible to use for a carbon. That's just a general kasha on the Ayalo Shel Yitzchak, on that Mishnah in general. Mikdash David has a shaili, says that which we say that the Atzamos don't have a din haktara unless they're mechuber to the basar, is that only Atzamos that don't have any marrow, or is that even Atzamos that have marrow? Meaning when there's marrow in the bone, is that called basar? Would you then give that the status of basar, or would you not give that the status of basar? So he has a suffix, how exactly to treat it. The Gemara is going to discuss by Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, when it comes to being mimana different people on the Karban Pesach, so the Gemara later on, about 10, 11 days from now, is going to discuss whether you can be mimana someone on the marrow of the Karban Pesach. I mean, that will be his chelik on the Karban Pesach. The Gemara points out, Karban Pesach is really a non-starter because there's an isra of shvira satsamos. But otherwise, it sounds like the marrow would have a din of basar. So that's the question, would it have a din of basar for our halacha over here as well? Okay, let's move on. Says the Gemara Vayter, Pir Shulo Yalu. So we said that once it's off the mizbeach, so you don't bring it back on the mizbeach, right? That's what we darshan l'sisal l'secha basar v'adam, that the difference between the bones and the horns and the hooves versus the basar and the dam, that if pirshu lo yalu, so says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zera lo shanu el shepirshu klape mata aval klape mala kruvi hudu kruvi li'ichul, that this discussion of if it's been separated from the rest of the body, from the rest of the animal that that you don't put it on the Mizbeach, that's only if it's separated in a way where it went further away from the fire. But if it's separated in a way where it went closer to the fire, then it's just getting closer to being consumed. Then leave it there and throw it into the fire all the way, even though it's just bones that are standing there without any meat attached to them. So says Gemara, really? Vafilu Pirshu, says Gemara, really, even if it's totally nifresh from the rest of the animal, you should go and throw it in? That sounds like it's against everything we've been saying until now. Right? The Rash says it's bitmiya, va mechubar nyalu hu dekamar. It's only mechubar that you're mala to the Mizbeach, I thought we said. So how can you be mala things that are not mechubar? So amaraba hachi kamar, lo shanu ela shepirshu la'achar zrika. So the way it's to say it is as follows. The way Rashi understands, lo shanu, that which we say pirshu yerdu, but nevertheless it's still holy, and it's still considered kachim, even though it's not brought in the Mizbeach, that's only if it's nifrash after you do the Zrikas Adam. Aval Pirshu called them Zrika, but if these parts of the animal become separated from the rest of the animal before the Zrikas Adam, Asray Zrika Vesharitinu, Afilum Avin Mineu Kasa de Sakini, then the Zrika comes and is matir, these parts of the animal, the bones and everything else, even if you want to use it to make handles for your knives, it doesn't matter, it's totally mutter, that it doesn't even have any Kodesh status. So we're not talking over here whether it should be brought on the Mizbeach, not brought on the Mizbeach. No, Pashut, once it's nifrash, it's not brought on the Mizbeach. What we're discussing is if it's nifresh from the rest of the animal, the bones are separated from the rest of the animal, can they be used? Are they still Kodesh, or can they be used for your personal use? So if it was nifresh, that depends if it was nifresh before the Zrikas Adam or after the Zrikas Adam. If it was nifresh before the Zrikas Adam, then it can be used once you do the Zrika. If it was after the Zrikas Adam, it cannot be used. So Savrlak, he had Am Rabbi Yochran, Mishum Rabbi Yishmal. He holds like Rabbi Yochran and name Rabbi Yishmal. Nemar lo yeh ba'olav, nemar lo yeh ba'asham. It says lo yeh by carbon olav, it says lo yeh by carbon asham. Ma asham atzmosa mutarin. Just like by carbon asham, the bones are mutar. Af olah atzmosa mutarin. So too by carbon olav, the bones are mutter. And mufni, you have to assume that that is a gzeirah shavah, only works on different levels depending how open the phrases that you're using for the gzeirah shavah are. Meaning, if there's what we call a gzeirah shavah, it's mufni mishneh atzad, the mufni mitzarech, and then a mufni klal. So gzeirah shavah that's not mufni at all means both of the phrases on either side of the gzeirah shavah are already used to teach us other dinim. In that case, it's a very weak form of gzeirah shavah. If you have any reason to say that the two cases are not 100% comparable, you can blow up the whole comparison. A gzeirah shavah that's completely mufna, that's mufna on both sides, that neither of the phrases are used for anything else, can never, even if you have all the kashas in the world, why the two parshios shouldn't be compared to each other, doesn't make a difference. They're machlokasim exactly to what extent, in gzeirah shavah that's mufna mitzad echad, and even in gzeirah shavah that's it's not mufna at all, to what extent you could ask kashas. But we say this has to be a mufna gzeirah shavah di lo mufni, because if it's not mufna, ikal mifrach, then you could ask that asham is not really at all comparable to ola, because mala asham shekein besaru mutter. What do you want to prove? Because by asham the bones are mutter, by Ola the bones are mutter also, but guess what, by Asham the basar is mutter, and by Ola we know for sure the basar is not mutter. Lo yeh yisei riksiv, so you have to say that it's an extra lo yeh yeh that we're darshaning to teach us this gzeir shava. Masiv ravad barava atzamos kachim lefnei zrika mal in behen, the bones of kachim before you do the zrika are subject to mi'ila, la'achar zrika ein mal in behen, after you do the zrika there's no mi'ila, v'shal ola mal in behen li'olam, but bones of a carbon ola, I don't care, before zrika, after zrika, there's always mi'ila. So don't you see it's a kash on what we just said, Rabbi Zera's din that Rabbi explained, that the zrika can come and be matir as long as it was nifrash before the zrika could come and be matir. As long as it was not nifresh before the zrika could come and be as long as it was nifresh before the zrika will come and be matirit. So isn't that a kasha? Because it says over here that the bones of the ola are asur forever. So says Mara ema vishal ola. So you have to say it a little differently. What you have to say is vishal ola pirshu lifnei zrika ein malin ben lachas zrika malin ben liolam. You have to add a few words in there. It doesn't just mean vishal ola malin ben liolam. Regardless, no, vishal ola is malin ben liolam if it was nifresh liachas zrika. But if it was nifresh lifnei zrika, if the bones were separated before the zrika, then it wouldn't wouldn't be Malan Ben Liyalam. Then it would only be Malbem until the Zrika. So you add a few words in there, and then it's not a Kasha. Well, Pligat Rabbi Lazar, you should know, this whole explanation of Rabbi Zera's comment is against Rabbi Lazar. Dam Rabbi Lazar, Pirshu Lefnei Zrika, Malan Behem. Rabbi Lazar says, if it was Nifrash before the Zrika, then it's gonna be subject to Me'ila, which is the exact opposite of what we said before. We said if it's Pirshul Lefnei Zrika, the Zrika is gonna come in to be Matir, and it's not gonna be subject to Me'ila. Rav Lazar holds no. If it's Pirshul Lefnei Zrika, it is subject to Me'ila. And Malan Ben means Liolam over here. It's gonna be subject to Zrika to Me'ila forever. Rashi explains that because since it was Nifrash, it's not B'nei Haktara, and the Zrika doesn't help to be Matir. It's Issa. The Zrika is only going to help for the parts that are still connected. This got disconnected too early, and therefore the Zrika is going to be ineffective on this part of the animal, and therefore it remains in its Kedusha. It's going to be Mol and Behen forever. It's never going to become Mutter. Li'achar Zrika, lo Nenin v'lo Molin. But if it was Nifrash after you already did the Zrika, then Mitra Rabban, you're not allowed to get Hana from it, but it's not subject to Mi'ila, right? Whenever it's Lo Nen V'lo Molin, it means that Lo Nen and Mitra Rabbanan, because if it were Dindar Raisa, then it would be subject to Mi'ila as well. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Okay, new Mishnah. V'kulon shepakul me'algavi ha'bizbeach lo yachzir. So, the Mishnah says, Kulon, what's Kulon? Rashi points out, Hanach psulun sha'alu, detanan ben lo yerdu. All the things that we said that should not be brought from the mizbeach, should not be brought down from the mizbeach, like bein atzamus v'kidin shel mechuber v'achal tonesh, meaning the different parts of the whether it's the psulin we mentioned before or the kasher karbanos that just had bones and whatever that went up on the mizbeach mechuber with the rest of the animal. So all those things that we said that go up on the mizbeach and that even the chachila should go up on the mizbeach. So if they are nifka from the mizbeach, shapaku me'al gabei mizbeach lo yachzir. You don't go and return them back to the mizbeach. Rashi says lo yachzir. Ain't sarich lahachzir. You're not required to go put them back, which makes it sound like if you want to go put them back, if these atzamos that were supposed to go on the mizbeach in the first place because they were still attached to the basar fell off the mizbeach, you can go and put them back. You just don't have to go and put them back. Now, if you look at Tosfos, v'kulin shapakum yalgami mizbeach pirush bekuntros tukai bein apsulin bein agidim v'atzamos. Rashi sounds like Rashi says the Mishnah is talking about both the general psulim and the gidim v'atzamos, which aren't pasul but were brought up there because they're attached to the basar. Ul perusho haduktari masis and lo yachzir. In our Mishnah it says you're not supposed to put it back, and yet the Gemara said, we had the Gemara previously that Ula had said that if it's already mashla ben ha'or, the psulim that already were gotten by the fire and fell off, you should yalu, you should put them back. So what, isn't that a stira? Our Mishnah says lo yachzir, and Rashi says it's talking about psulim also, and yet the Gemara said previously that psulim you do put them back. Ikal meimer the pakud masnis and haynu la'achash and nesachu k'tzas dum yudei varm shapakud masnis and dum mukminu Gemara b'shriri. It could be that in our Mishnah we're talking about it fell off at a later stage when it's already been consumed. Really, av mashal ben ha'or, when Ula was talking about mashal ben ha'or where you need to put it back, haynu mashal ben ha'or porta v'lo nasa mitzvasan. That just means the fire got it a little bit, but it wasn't really consumed at all yet, and that's why you put it back. However, says Tosos, Rashi already answered this kasha a different way. Maybe that's why Rashi was careful to say lo yachzir doesn't mean you don't put it back. It means you don't have to put it back. Ula says yalu just means you're allowed to put it back. So neither of them are arguing with each other. Ula's saying you don't have to leave it on the floor. Rashi's saying you don't have to put it back. They're talking about the same stuff. They're talking about psulim that were mashal ben ha'or that fell off of the mizbeach. You don't have to do anything. Do whatever you want to do. That's the halacha. Fine, that's how Rashi seems to be dealing with it according to the way Tosfos understands Rashi. Vayit in the Mishnah. V'chein gachelas shapakum me'al gabei mizbeach lo yachzir. If a coal comes off of the mizbeach, you don't return it. A varm shenifku me'al gabei mizbeach kodem chatzos yachzir malin ben. Limbs that come off of the mizbeach before chatzos, you have to put it back, and it's still subject to mila. Lach chatzos lo yachzir vein malin ben. After chatzos, don't put it back. It's no longer subject to mila. K'shem shem mizbeach mekadesh zroilo kacha kevesh mekadesh. Just like the mizbeach is mekadesh, that which is right to it, the ramp is part of the mizbeach. Also, it's also mekadesh. K'shem shem mizbeach vakevesh mekadesh zroilo hen. kacha kelim mekadshin. And just like the mizbech and the ramp are mekadesh, the kelim are mekadesh as well. So says Gemara, this din of chatzos, before chatzos, after chatzos, where does this come from exactly? Hechidami. If a limb comes off the mizbech and it's still not ashes, it's still a limb, it's still an intact limb, so I don't care if it fell off after chatzos, get it back up on the mizbech, it needs to be burnt. And if it's totally disintegrated, it's already totally burnt, then even if it's before chatzos, where does chatzos come into the picture? It should depend on whether the limb was burnt or not burnt. We're talking about it's at a stage where it's shariri. Says Rashi, that means it's completely dried out, it's burnt, but it's not ashes. It's very much burnt, it's like dry wood. So minanimili, so how do I know that there's such a din that chatzos is the determining factor for this middle ground kind of burnt, where it's not totally burnt, but it's not still intact either. So how do I know chatzos is an important borderline over here? So Amar Rav, Kasav Echad Omer, you have what seems to be a stira between two psukim. On the one hand, the pasuk says, Kol alayla v'hiktir, that all night it's burning, v'kas v'echrom, or kol alayla v'herim, that part of the night apparently is supposed to be used for harama. Harama means doing the truma sadashen, removing ashes. So what is it? Is it supposed to be burning all night? Is there a night time for removing ashes? So chalkehu, chetzi laktara v'chetzi laharama, must be that the night is supposed to be split into two pieces. This is a major discussion in other gemaras. What we have over here is a stira between two psukim. What do you do when you have a stira between two psukim? So in the Yigum Mid Shatar and Drash Ben, we say that when you have Shneksum Mamachishim Zezeh, Achiyava Kosva Shlishi V'yachriyem Enehem. That's wonderful when there is a Kosva Shlishi. What do you do when there's no Kosva Shlishi? So you have a Gemara that discusses what do you do about celebrating the Yom Tov of Shavuos or Yom Tov in general. It says Lachem and it says Lashem. Yom Tov is supposed to be for you and Yom Tov is supposed to be for Hashem. Well, who's it supposed to be for? Machlokes Tanaim. One shita is chetzi lachem chalkeyu, chetzi lachem chetzi lachem. You're supposed to divide the day in half and do half one, half the other. The other is options, whatever you want. Do one, do the other, that's all good. Right? The Torah is just giving you options. This Gemara seems to be assuming you have two contradictory psukim. What do? Chalkehu. You divide it. For some reason, the Gemara does not quote any shita that says that you have options, that you can spend the whole night burning, or so, because it doesn't make sense to have options over here, because the Trumas Nedeshin has to be done, and the burning has to be done. You can't say, I'll just take the ashes off. There aren't any ashes if you haven't burnt anything. So it's got to be Chalkehu. That's how we have to deal with this. Masav Rav Kana, b'kol yom tar mizbech, mikros hagever osamach lo milfanav, o me'ach rav, every day they would take off the ashes from the mizbech around the time that the rooster crows, b'yom ha-kippurim b'chatzos, but in Yom Kippur they would do it earlier, even at chatzos, b'regalim b'ashmoros harishona, and on the regalim they would do it even earlier, in the ashmoros harishona, the first watch of the night, v'yisal g'day d'mechatzos da'araisa hechi mekadminan. If you're dashing psukim over here, and you're telling me that the din that they do it at chatzos, that's chatzos is the beginning time of Trumas Hadeshen, that's a din d'araisa, well then how could they do it earlier on regalim? There is, in the parentheses, there's gifts of a hechim achrinan. Rashi says, we're not goreis that. Tosus and Mesech Zuma is goreis it, and says, hechim achrinan, what happened to Zrizim Magdim in the mitzvahs? How could you ever do it, samach l'kros hagever, if it's a mitzvah mechatzos, what happened to Zrizim Magdim? Rashi's not goreis that. Om Rabbi Yochanan, mimashva shnemar kol alayla, this is why we do it so early, because the fact that it says you do it all night. So do I not know that you have up until morning? Matam lomer ad boker. Why does it have to tell me you have until morning? It must be telling me that there's an additional morning before the morning. Tein boker lebukaro shalayla. That the earliest time you're supposed to do it at night, sometimes there's a time that's earlier than that. Hilkach kol yomim mikros hagever sagi. Therefore, on most days, kros hagever is good enough. Just when the meaning you need to make sure that it's done at a proper time. This is a masna kasav lechachamim type of din, that the chacham had to figure out what's the appropriate time for each day on the calendar. So most days cross a gever. B'yom HaKippurim mishum chol shu dekoyen gadol mechatzos. On Yom Kippur, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, had to be done early at Chatzos. Some say in order that he should get a rest. There's an interesting Tosus over here, exactly how this helps the Chol Shu Kohen Gadol, especially if he's not the one doing the Trumas Hadashen. Somehow it helps. But it helps get everything in order so he could start his day early. Bergalim de nefishi karbonos de kadmi asu Yisrael me'ashmoros harishona. On Regalim, where there are so many karbonos and the Jewish people show up so early at the base of Mikdash, they got to get going already me'ashmoros harishona. On Yom Tovim, by the time the Kros HaGever happened, the whole Azara was full of Jewish people, so they needed to get the ball rolling much earlier. Okay.